Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Loopcast from In the Loop at Minnesota Public Radio. I am Jeff Horwich, and with me, as always, is Sandon Totten.
Howdy, folks.
And we should get in a quick plug for our next show. Coming up December 21st is the taping date on the solstice, which you will find out matters in a moment. December 21st, you can get your seats for that by going to minnesotapublicradio.org/In the loop. Seats are free, but you might want to get your reservations taken care of ahead of time. It is a holiday week. So we've been thinking about this next show coming up, of course, and we got a number of people together from our Loop network to talk about a few ideas. And we met at a coffee shop in Minneapolis, kind of let the conversation go where it might. And people were kind of pulled to a particular topic, weren't they, Sandon?
Yeah, like moths to the flame. They were drawn to the topic of light.
Indeed they were. And so we thought we'd take this episode of the Loopcast to share some of these reflections from folks in our Loop network about light, darkness, and the holidays.
I do think it is absolutely bred into us that when we hit that shortest day of the year, something does happen. I mean, I can't explain what it is that happens, and certainly it's been going on since pagan times, but there is something about that coming out of the shortest day of the year. There is a sense of renewal to that.
When I came up to Minnesota, I would bask in the sun in the winter, never in the summer. I would never go out and sun myself in the summer. But in the winter, in the middle of the day, when I didn't have anything else to do when I was in college, I'd lie down on a bench out somewhere and let the sun shine on me.
I forgot about that. I used to do that, too. I used to put on all my coat and hat, and I'd go lie on the roof of my car.
Particularly on those high, bright January days, and it's like minus 15 below, but that sun just blazes. It's almost ethereal. Our friends back in Virginia couldn't understand why we moved back to Minnesota for the winters. And part of it for me was the light. The light just flows into your soul.
I look forward to the days getting short. And I mean, it's hard when you go to work and it's dark and you come out and it's dark. That's kind of a weird phenomenon. But I have a totally different experience of winter.
I've lived all over the country. I've never lived anywhere where the Christmas lights go up earlier or stay on longer.
It just makes you feel better to see the lights. I think it does for me, and I don't attach any particular religious meaning to it. I think it's just to see the lights just sort of makes me feel good.
We missed a turn last night because there was a house with so many lights, every little tree, everything. Look at that. That is wretched excess. That is so terrible. And we totally missed the turn to our friend's house.
There's something very bizarre about at this time, which is so much about, for me, about hibernating, is the most agitated time in our culture.
Social
and parties and lights and brightness. And it's almost, for me, a reaction to this deep, deep fear of turning inward, sort of deep, dark reflection, which is what this time is about for me.
There you have it, folks who gathered with us here at In the Loop to talk about the holidays, talking about their thoughts about light, darkness, and this time of year. Now, Sandon Totten is working on a light-related piece for this next show. Sandon, tell the people what you're up to.
Well, I'm doing a story on seasonal affective disorder, namely my own battle with it. Having lived in climates like Minnesota and Sweden, it's something I'm quite familiar with. And I'm going to share a little bit of tape with you that I gathered going out to let a little light into my life. I went to see Paul Hamill with Light Therapy Products in Stillwater, and he certainly did show me how to lighten up.
And now this is just a standard light. That's just plain full spectrum white LED light.
It's really bright.
Yeah, it's really bright. You can feel it, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm feeling it, or maybe I just sort of, that kind of dizziness that comes with having half my vision kind of blurred out with white light, but it is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Let's see some other stuff. Let's see what else
I'll
we can find.
I'll show you what I've got set up because I just...
Oh, hold on. It takes a second for the vision to get back.
You're having trouble seeing.
Just a preview there from our upcoming installment of Adventures with Sandon, where Sandon tries to combat his seasonal affective disorder. You can tune in to the upcoming In the Loop, December 22nd and December 24th. The taping is the 21st. All the times and details are on our website, minnesotapublicradio.org/in the loop. Sandon, as you mentioned before, you lived in Sweden for a while, so why don't you say goodbye to the good people in Swedish if you could.
Hej då, alla.
Very nice. I'm Jeff Horwich. That was Sandon Totten. Thanks for listening to the Loopcast, and tune in again next time.